여기 리버로 가리. 요시다난다나 브라자자나란자나 요시다난다나 브라자자나란자나 야마나티로도노차리 야마나 디로보노차리 야야 라다 마더고 야야 군여비 하리 야야 시 Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नमाचर श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रपनितानंद श्वेत गदधार शिवसाद श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की न्याय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की समवत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नितय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। सुमज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामहं ददातिशोपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीजूतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगुणरुग्णान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितां कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगुणवनिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधाकंत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशाभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। मंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमिश्रं। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 7 वेनुष्य आवेक्ष वेनुष्य आवेक्ष मुनयो दुर्वृत्तस्य दुर्वृत्तस्य विचष्टितं विचष्टितं विमृश्य विमृश्य लोकवेशनं लोकवेशनं क्रीपयुचु स्म शत्रिण क्रीपयुचु स्म शत्रिण। वेनुश्चावेक्ष मुनयो दुर्वृत्तस्य विचष्टितं विमृश्य लोकवेशनं क्रीपयुचु स्म शत्रिणा। वेनुश्चावेक्ष मुनयो दुर्वृत्तस्य विचष्टितं विमृश्य लोकवेशनं क्रीपयुचु स्म शत्रिणा। वेनुश्चावेक्ष मुनयो दुर्वृत्तस्य विचष्टितं विमृश्य लोकवेशनं क्रीपयुचु स्म शत्रिणा। वेनुश्चावेक्ष मुनयो दुर्वृत्तस्य विचष्टितं विमृश्य लोकवेशनं After observing Munaya, all the great sages, Durvirtasya, of the great rock, Vichastitam, activities, Vimrishya, considering, Lokaveshanam, danger to the people in general, Kripaya, out of compassion, Uchuhu, talked, small, in the past, Satrinaha, the performers of sacrifices. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Therefore, all the great sages assembled together and after observing cruel Bano's atrocities, concluded that a great danger and catastrophe was approaching the people of the world. Thus, out of compassion, they began to talk amongst themselves, for they themselves are the performers of the sacrifices. Please repeat after me. Therefore, all the great sages assembled together and after observing cruel Bano's atrocities, concluded that a great danger and catastrophe was approaching the people of the world. Thus, out of compassion, they began to talk amongst themselves, for they themselves were the performers of the sacrifices. Purport. Before King Bano was enthroned, all the great sages were very much anxious to see to the welfare of society. When they saw that King Bano was most irresponsible, cruel, and atrocious, they again began to think of the welfare of the people. It should be understood that sages, saintly persons, and devotees are not unconcerned with the people's welfare. Ordinary karmis, they are busy acquiring money for sense gratification, and ordinary gainis are socially aloof when they speculate on liberation. But actual devotees and saintly persons are always anxious to see how the people can be made happy, both materially and spiritually. Therefore, the great sages begin to consult one another on how to get out of the dangerous atmosphere created by King Bano. नमोम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिस्वरूप दामोदर स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्सद्भक्तमने मणिपुरोद्भवाय च प्रभुपादलसद्वाणी प्रचारो निरतायते। So the sages could understand that Brano was not fit for the post, but since there was nobody, no one else to handle the crisis, to take care of the crisis period, the sages are more or less compelled to enthrone Brano for the post of the king. Just like Prabhupada used to say, a blind uncle is better than no uncle. Or in English they say, something is better than nothing. So following that principle, that a blind uncle is better than no uncle, because when King Ango left the kingdom, and there was nobody trained enough to take care of the kingdom. So at least Brano was born as son of King Ango, and he had some direct experience. There was no other people. We may think that okay, from general people somebody could be selected like or elected like we do in democracy, but practically speaking they don't have any experience how to rule a kingdom. But Brano, although he was bad, he was not qualified, but at least he had some direct experience from his father. So that's why the sages, they thought, at least a blind uncle is better than no uncle, because if there is no king, then the thieves and rogues, robbers and dacoits, the mafias, they become very very powerful, and ordinary citizens, they become too much disturbed by them. So that's why they selected Brano as king. But later on they realized that this blind uncle was really very blind and too much dangerous for the people. So then at last they assembled together and they started to discuss how to solve this problem. Brano, he already declared throughout his kingdom that nobody can worship the Lord, no sage or saintly person can perform sacrifices. So then they realized that this Brano is too dangerous for the people and for Vedic culture. So then they started to talk among themselves. Of course, we'll, in the coming verses we'll hear how, what kind of step they took, how they killed Brano simply by their Brahminical power. So here we get a glimpse of Vedic Daivi Varnashram system, which is the perfect system, social system to have peace and prosperity within this material world. There are so many systems running around the world. In some countries are controlled by following the philosophy of Karl Marx, which is known as socialism. They think that a group of people should control the society or control the state. Some country like India and many other countries are following the principle of democracy. And monarchism is almost nil at present. Maybe in few small states like Nepal, and I don't know what about Nepal now. I heard that in Nepal also monarchism is almost going away. I mean, it is leaving. Monarchism is no more there. Maybe in few countries, if we search scrutinizingly, maybe in few countries still monarchism is there. When I was a student, then I was very much interested to understand what kind of social system or what kind of theory is actually beneficial for the people in general. Sometimes I was inclined to Marxism, thinking that the socialism, by following the socialism, China, Russia, many other countries, Poland, they are trying to prosper in their states. So sometimes I was inclined to that Marxist theory, to think, I was thinking that maybe this is the perfect system to have prosperity and peace in society. Sometimes I was also thinking of democracy. Of course, in modern time, 99.9% people, they either support socialism or democracy. They think that because the general mass of people, they enjoy the property of the state, so they should be the authority, they should be the supreme authority. Amra Shabai Raja, there is a song, Amra Shabai Raja Amadiri Raja Rajatte. That we are in democracy, we are all kings. And practically it is true, because everybody has the power of casting their votes. And by casting their votes, they elect a leader, which is actually replacing the king. Some leader must be there. We call it king or minister, whatever. Practically, in the name of minister, they are practically king of Kali Yuga. But this is also, at that time I did not understand. I was still wondering which system is most perfect system. Only after coming to ISKCON, after reading Srila Prabhupada's books and after reading little bit of Varnashram system, I got convinced that Varnashram system is the most perfect social system possible within this material world. In democracy, as Prabhupada used to say, demon crazy. Demon, the criminals, and crazy means mad people. So democracy means society is controlled by mad people and crazy people and demons. In Bhagavatam, very clearly it is mentioned that many small criminals, those who are like donkey, camels, dogs, and stool-eater hogs, they select a big animal as their leader. Sabit baraha ustra karahai samstutaha purusha pasu najat karna patopeto jatu nama gadagracha. Sa means dog. Sabit baraha means stool-eater hogs. Sabit baraha ustra means camels. Karai means donkey. So this type of common people, they select a big animal. A small donkey selects a big donkey. Or many small donkeys together, they select a big donkey as the leader. This is democracy, and it is fact. Generally, common mass of people, they don't have standard. Pure people, I mean, those who are leading a very life of sattaguna, a pure life, life of very good, excellent character, this type of people are very, very rare. So majority people, they are leading a very low category life, Shudra category life, and they select a big animal as their leader. So that's why we see in democracy, there is no peace. There is no peace. Problem is going on. Newspaper means problem. So democracy cannot be the perfect system. The leader themselves also, they are criminal, big criminals. So, many criminals electing a big criminal will not solve the problem. And in socialism, just like in China and Russia and other, Poland and different countries, the socialism is also, the country is controlled by a group of criminals. Socialism means it is a group of criminals. They are united together, they make a party, and they rule the state. So that is also cannot give peace and prosperity to the society, because they are also criminals. As long as the society will be controlled by the criminals, it is impossible to achieve peace and prosperity. So the most logical conclusion is that the society should be controlled by pure personalities. And who can deny this? It is irrefutable. Who can deny this? The society should be controlled by pure personalities, those who are completely pure in character, those who are in mood of goodness, they should be the supreme authority. The supreme power should be given to them. The topmost authority is Krishna, God Himself. And then in this material world, His representatives, starting from Vaishnavas and Brahmins, they are comparatively, they are the supreme authority within this material world. They are the representative of God. In this incidence of King Vano, we see here the Brahmins, they are working like a supreme authority. When they understood that there are some problem, the king is creating some problem, so they exercised their power, Brahma Teja. There are different kinds of power, Brahma Teja, Khatra, Kshatra Teja, the power of the administrators, power of the Kshatriyas is known as Kshatra Teja, and the power of the Brahmin is known as Brahma Teja. So comparatively, Brahma Teja is superior to Kshatra Teja. That's why even in Vedic ages, when the Kshatriyas, they need power, they need to solve some problem, and they could not solve with their own power, they used to approach Brahmins. They used to approach pure Brahmins, sages and Vaishnavas. They used to approach. When they could not manage something with their own power. The Kshatriya's power is in second category. They are like the extended hands of the Brahmins. Brahmins and Vaishnavas are like, they are the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Kshatriyas, they are like extended hands of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So in this way, the highest power should be given to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. They should have the highest power. And the second power should be given to those who are little less pure. According to the level of purity, the power is distributed. High, higher, highest. The Vaishyas, they used to enjoy money power, economic power. That is also high power. These are the Vaishyas. And above them is higher. Higher power is political power. Those who are little more pure, purer than Vaishyas, they used to enjoy political power. And those who are more pure, purer than Kshatriyas, they used to enjoy Brahminical power, Brahma Tej. So that means power and authority. Authority means power. Power and authority, they are interlinked. And those who are most pure, they used to enjoy the highest power, the Brahmins. In ISKCON, we get little glimpse of that system. Just like in ISKCON, the GBCs, those who are generally either sannyasis or pure devotees, considered as pure devotees, counted as pure devotees by other pure devotees, accepted by other pure devotees as GVC. So they are like taking the role of Brahmin or Vaishnavas. I mean, they are like supreme authority. And they have extended hands, like different temple presidents, you know, different other administrative authorities. They are also administrative authorities. The Brahmins, they are also, practically speaking, administrative authorities. They are, I mean, just like we cannot make distinction between Sattaguna, Rajaguna and Tamaguna, I mean, they are all mixed together. We cannot separate them, that this is Sattaguna, there is no Rajaguna, there is no Tamaguna. Similarly, even we cannot say this person is 100% Kshatriya and there is no Brahminical qualification. It is not like that. Even the Brahmins, they have Kshatriya qualities, and the Kshatriyas, they have Brahminical qualities. Vaishyas, they have Kshatriya quality, Brahminical quality. All these qualities are mixed up. Still, according to the predominance of qualities, if in some personality, the predominance of Sattaguna is more compared to other gunas, then he is considered as Brahmin. It is not that he doesn't have Kshatriya quality or he doesn't have Vaishya quality. But still, if we see that in some personality, the predominant quality is Sattaguna, then he is considered as Brahmin. That's why, although we hear that there are four varnas, but actually if we go into details, there are The Varnashrama science is a great science. There is Brahmin Kshatriya, Brahmin Vaishya, Brahmin Shudra. There is Kshatriya Brahmin, Kshatriya Vaishya, Kshatriya Shudra. So like this, practically speaking, minimum 16 Varnas are there. 16 Varnas. 4 into 4, 16. So those who are Brahmin, I mean they are real Brahmin. They are completely in Brahminical culture. They have the maximum Shattaguna in their thoughts, in their dealings, in their behavior. They have maximum Shattaguna. So those who have maximum Shattaguna, the more they are pure, those who have pure Shattaguna, that is Vaishnavas, so they should be the highest authority. Just like Prabhupada is the highest authority in ISKCON, because he has the highest purity. So in this way, the highest power, highest authority should be given to the purest. Comparatively, who has highest purity, he should have the highest power. This is the principle. And this principle is not applicable to Marxism, this principle is not applicable to socialism, democracy, no. It is only applicable in Varnashram system. So those who have the highest purity, they will have the highest power. So Brahmins and Vaishnavas, the pure Brahmins and Vaishnavas, they will become the highest authority of the society. And under their direction, the second class, the Kshatriya class, will rule the society. And if they create some problem, the Brahmin and Vaishnavas will rectify that problem. If Vaishya creates some problem, the Kshatriya will rectify the problem. That's why the ownership of land is with the Kshatriyas. They distribute the land to the Vaishyas. And if Vaishyas are breaking four regulative principle, they withdraw the ownership, then the Vaishya becomes Shudra. Shudra doesn't have ownership, he only gets little salary just to maintain his stomach. He doesn't have ownership of land or any property. So in this way, if a Vaishya is violating four regulative principle, Kshatriya can withdraw their ownership and they will turn into Shudra. The Vaishyas will turn into Shudra and they will work like laborers, simply with some salary. Similarly, if Kshatriya is breaking four regulative principles, then Brahmin can withdraw their power. And of course, in Kali Yuga, even Brahmins are not following four regulative principles in many cases. That's why in Kali Yuga, Varnashrama system is so difficult to implement. Because if the root is spoiled, then it is very difficult to maintain the tree. Very difficult. So that's why sometimes we wonder why monarchism is not working now. Because there is the root, the Brahmins, the Brahminical culture is destroyed. So, Srila Prabhupada wanted to re-establish this Brahminical culture. And if we try sincerely, and if we can really have some Brahmin, then to some extent we cannot expect like Satya Yuga or other Yugas. But at least in Kali Yuga, same principle of blind uncle is better than no uncle. At least if we have some pure personalities, then they will empower some Kshatriyas, and the Kshatriyas will empower some Vaishyas, and there will be Shudras who have low power, they are working under all these three higher castes. So in this way, because society will be controlled by the pure personalities, the root controllers, the highest controller will be the pure personalities, there will be peace and prosperity. This is very, very scientific, this Varnashram system. So in this story we see how when King Bano was disturbing, how the Brahminical power, at that time they had really power, so much so that simply by their words they killed Bano. They were so much powerful. This is one side of this purport as far as I have noted. And the other side is that the sages, they were not only thinking of their own well-being, they are also worried for the general populace, general mass. They are also thinking for the welfare of the common people. And Prabhupada is taking the advantage of this point, that actually the real devotees, real Vaishnavas, they should be concerned about the people in general, how to do the well-being of the people. And Prabhupada set the best example. If he was thinking of his own benefit, for his own, liberation, he could stay in Vrindavan and he could, perform his own devotional activities. But Prabhupada went to America in his old age with so much risk, with no money, with poor health. In old age, he went to America for the benefit of others. So this is, this should be the real mood of the devotees, to help others. This is the mood of our movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, to help others. Paropakar. Paropakar. Paropakar has two meanings. Para means others, and para means supreme. So, helping others, and to do the supreme help, the best help, this is paropakar. And a real saint, his only business in life is to do paropakar. And he thinks, actually for him there is no, for him everybody is like relative. Those who are narrow-minded people, they think this is my relative and the others are not my relative. I think in Hitopadesh there is a very nice verse. Ayam nijo paropeti ganana lughucetasam udaro charitanam tu bhoshudhaiva kutumbakam. Ayam nijo paropeti. This person is my own person. And that person is not my own relative. That person is not my own person. He is other. He is not in my friend circle. He is other person. Ganana laghucetasam. Those who think like that, they are narrow-minded people. Those who think this person is my person and that person is not my person, they are narrow-minded people. Ganana laghucetasam. Ganana means those who are counting like this, they are narrow-minded people. Laghucetasam. Laghu means light, light-hearted people. Udaro charitanam tu, but those who are broad-minded people, broad-minded person, Vasudhaiva kutumbakam, the whole world is their relative. Kutumba means relative. Very close relatives are called kutumbas. So, Vaishnavas, true Vaishnavas, they think that the whole world, the people of the whole world is my kutumba, is my relative. That's why their purpose is to help. Not only to help, but to give the supreme help. Paropakar. Paropakar means supreme help, supreme benefit, to give the supreme benefit to the common people. That should be the motto. Prahlad Maharaj, he also has given the same teaching. We have heard many times that there are two groups, Goshtanandi and Bhajanandi. The Bhajanandi, they are doing their own benefit, and that is not bad. Krishna also likes them because they are, at least they are not spoiling their own life. But that is not enough. God becomes more happy when he sees that he is doing his own benefit and he is also trying to help others. Because God loves all his children. And when God sees, when Krishna sees that this son, this devotee is trying to help others, he becomes more pleased. And that also, when some devotee is helping others, he himself becomes more benefited than Bhajanandi. He himself, but simply by preaching, because when you preach, you have to read, you have to chant sincerely, you have to read sincerely. Automatically, preaching is the secret. I personally feel preaching and involving in Sravanam, Kirtanam, reading Prabhupada's books, this is the secret of our own benefit also. So that means preaching is such a wonderful method, that by this method you can benefit yourself and you can benefit others. So Prahlad Maharaj, he says, Prayana Deva Munayo Shabhi Mukti Kama. In maximum cases, Prayana means almost in every case. Prayana Deva, oh my Lord Nishingadev, Prayana Deva Munayo. The sages, Shabhi Mukti Kama. They want their own liberation. They are struggling for their own liberation. Prayena deva munayo shabhi mukti kama maunam charanti bijane na pararthanishta. So they go to lonely place, solitary place, and they practice some kind of austerity. They observe mauna vrata, they don't speak. Maunam charanti bijane, no parathanishtha. They are not concerned about the benefit of others. Prayana deva munayo sabhi mukti kama maunam charanti bijane no parathanishtha. Naita, anybody can help? Prayana deva munayo sabhi mukti kama maunam charanti bijane no parathanishtha. Naitan vihaya kripanan vimumukshe ko nannam tadasya saranam brahmatanupashe. Naitan vihaya kripanan. But I myself, I don't want to leave them, these cripple-minded people. I don't want to leave them. And I don't want to get my own liberation by leaving all these cripple-minded people, those who are running after illusory happiness of this material world and carrying a heavy burden on their head to maintain their families. And for sense gratification, one has to carry a heavy load, heavy burden on one's head. So I am worried for them, but I am personally, I am not worried for myself. Naivadhiji paradurattaya vaitarannas tad virja gayana mahamrita magna citto sucetato vimukho cetasa indriyarthan mayasukhayo bharamubhato vimudan. Naivadhiji, I am not worried for myself. Naivadhiji paradurattaya vaitarannas. Oh Supreme Lord, simply by singing your glories, I release Maha Amrita. We have heard the word Amrita means ambrosia, nectar. Maha Amrita means the greatest nectar. What is that greatest nectar? The glories of the Lord. Simply singing and reading and preaching the glories of the Lord. That is the highest ambrosia in life one can enjoy. So, Prahlad Maharaj is telling that because I am releasing these highest ambrosia, highest amrita, nectar in my life, so I am not worried for these, Vaitarani. Vaitarani means the material atmosphere. I am not worried because when I enjoy your glory, then I forget all these material disturbance, I forget. So I am not worried for myself personally. But I am too much worried for these people who are running after sense gratification. They are carrying a heavy burden on their head and they are running after illusory sense gratification, practically speaking, which will only bring sufferings ultimately. So this mood is our mood, this mood is ISKCON mood, this mood is Prabhupada's mood, to distribute love of Godhead, to distribute. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Ekela malakar ami kaha kaha jabo, ekela ba eto phol kaha ke bilabo. Otoyebo ami agga koilu shaba kare jaha taha prema phol deho jare tare. I am alone. Even God himself feel helpless. God himself expressed helplessness. That I am helpless. I cannot go to everyone. Actually, he wants to give the service to all the devotees. So he is telling, I am alone. How many places, how many houses I will visit? How many person I will meet? So I am ordering all of you, everyone, I am ordering everyone. Whomever you meet, you distribute this love of Godhead in the form of chanting, in the form of Krishna Katha, in the form of following four regulative principles. So when this will be spread, then this is the best help, and then there will be, prosperity, peace, everything. Iha iti sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. From this chanting, from this devotional practice, sarva siddhi, all perfection will come. Social perfection, political perfection, economic perfection, all perfection will come simply by following this devotional life. So I like to stop here. If you have any question or comment, we can discuss.
Obeisances to you. So my question is, previously Vaidik Yugas, when the king breaking the rules And Brahman is there to give cards to king. So nowadays ISKCON, so many Brahmanas are there. So we are seeing all over the world, every country, they are breaking the rules, regulations. Yeah, explain everything I had. So
can you kindly repeat, because I cannot follow. So please speak loudly and slowly so that I can follow.
So previously, Vaidik Jugas, so when the king breaking the rules, regulations, the Brahman is there to give cards. But nowadays, we are saying in ISKCON so many Brahmanas are there, and the kings, they are ruling. So
It is not that Brahmins are always cursing. In some inevitable cases, just like in the case of Bano, there was no hope for treatment. There is no Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used the word achikitsa, untreatable. Some patients, they go to hospital and doctor declares that he is untreatable. I mean, his condition is so worse that no medicine will work. Even in Ayurvedic system, before the doctor gives medicine, he wants to know whether you have the ability to accept that medicine. This is a very important consideration in Ayurvedic treatment, that whether the patient has the acceptability of medicine. Simply giving medicine is not enough. If the patient doesn't have the acceptability, then that medicine will not work. So, in case of Bano, he was like that. He was patient like that who cannot be rectified. So, in such case, sometimes Brahmins, they used to use their supreme, like cursing or this or that. But when somebody is rectifiable, it is not necessary to, curse. The Brahmins are not all the time cursing. They are also blessing. They are trying to help from different angles by giving advice, instruction. And regarding modern age, we cannot expect the same standard of sages that are, overruling or they are supervising in Shakti Yuga. But still, a blind uncle is better than no uncle, following this formula. So in Kali Yuga, whatever we achieve, that is better. Something is better than nothing. So whatever Brahmin we had, whatever Vaishnavas we had, they should have given the supreme power. It is better than following this so-called Marxism, democracy or socialism. This system will not help us. This system cannot solve our problem, economic problem or any problem. System cannot solve. But this Varnasrama system, even though we cannot have Varnasrama like Satya Yuga or Treta Yuga, Dapar Yuga, but still, whatever we can develop, that's why Prabhupada said that we want to develop Varnasrama. My 50% work is still undone and I want to develop Varnasrama. So that's why to what extent we achieve that is up for our benefit. Okay?
In ISKCON, so everyone is reading Prabhupada books. So after reading, they are not following properly. So what is your opinion? Because everybody is reading and guiding. So nowadays, the system Bhakti Bhiksha, and I went to one place, I can't tell you that. So they are social, some people, they are telling ISKCON devotees doing like this after related. So what is your opinion after reading these books?
That is because of the bad habits coming from years after years from childhood. People are in Kali Yuga from childhood, they are brought up in a culture of sensual life. So for them it is difficult to give it up, but at the same time it is a fact, many of them, it is not that all devotees are like this. Many devotees, they are able to follow spiritual life and they are highly benefited. Some people, because of their maya is very strong and it will take time, but Prabhupada says under any condition we should not give up our hope. Just like a child, some child they learn walking very quickly and some children they take long time to learn walking. I've seen some in my village, there was a sick child. He took many years just to learn how to walk. So many of we are sick children, so we will take many years to learn how to walk. But we should not give up the idea that we will never walk. So we must stick to the idea that this devotional life is the only path, only medicine, and we must continue to take it, because there is no other alternative option. There is no other alternative option. This is the only option. So we must stick to it if we are convinced. Hare Krishna.
You were mentioning Vaishnav and Brahman. I don't understand how a Vaishnav is different from Brahman.
Yeah. Vaishnava, they have bhakti ball, and Brahmin, they have gana ball. They are different kind of ball. Ball means power. So bhakti ball means power of devotion, and gana ball means power of knowledge. Which is more powerful, power of devotion or power of knowledge? Which is more powerful? Power of devotion. So Vaishnavas, they are most powerful, because they have power of devotion. With that power, they can even control God. So Vaishnavas, they are the highest powerful person everywhere, within this world and outside this world.
Hare Krishna. I was on the Harinam Sankirtan yesterday. I was on the Harinam Sankirtan yesterday. They had a big bicycle on the back of a truck. It was for the election. Coincidentally, I was woken up by all the dingoes signing up last night. I thought someone won the election. Anyway, they're giving away the bicycle if you vote now. Before, Prabhupada was saying they give out loaves of bread.
Yeah. So can anybody paraphrase, because a little difficult for me to get the accent.
Yeah, outside the churches, the communists, the Marxists in Russia. Now we have books going out like the loaves of bread. But they gave out loaves of bread in front of the church. Now they have this bicycle, and you can win a bicycle if you vote. So I thought that was funny. Also, I have a question. It's about how do we expect these people get born in Vaina's dynasty, like in his lila? Because we know,
I'll be very happy if any devotee with Indian tune, Indian accent, can paraphrase his comment or question.
Hare Krishna.
This is what I think he said, is how do people like Venu be born in such pious families?
People like?
Venu. Venu. Be born in such pious families. Is it just...
That is always there. Even in Prabhupada's family, we heard that they are not like pure devotees. You know. Prabhupada's son, he even filed a case, you know, against ISKCON. Prabhupada's wife was not so devotional. Just like in one family, you know, somebody is engaged in one political party, and his other brother is engaged in opposite political party. It is, you know, devotional life is personal. So even if you are born in good family, it doesn't guarantee that you will remain a pure devotee. It doesn't guarantee. Of course, in case of Bano, his mother's side, his mother was, I think, daughter of death. So there was some influence from that side also. Somehow or other, he became spoiled. Even born in a pure devotee's house, if we get bad association, we can get spoiled. Even born, sometimes you experience that devotee children sometimes get spoiled. How? By association. They get association of drunkards, they get association of bad boys. In this way they get spoiled. So the Bano, he was a son of a, practically speaking, pure devotee, but he got spoiled. This was the point? His point? Sorry, for me accent is a problem. Okay, so...
You were mentioning about the preaching, but can you also explain about bhajan? Because you know, bhajan, I mean, it is also stressed very much. Like you told about Goshtanandi and Bhajanandi. Actually, which comes first? Actually, if we see the life of acharyas like Prabhupada and Saraswati Thakur, they were so much doing bhajan.
Yeah, I understand. Actually, it is side by side. It is, there, it is not separate that you have to separate bhajan and preaching. You need not separate. Bhajan and preaching will go together. The more you are doing your own bhajan, your preaching will be effective. If you yourself is not following four regulative principle, the preaching will not be effective. Why Prabhupada's preaching was so effective? Prabhupada had many god brothers. They also preached. They tried to preach. But there are not many followers. But Prabhupada, within 8 years, practically speaking, he converted the whole world. How was it possible? But because he had this power of bhajan, you know. So bhajan, if you have pure bhajan, your preaching will work, effect more, you know. It will be more effective. Am I clear?
You said in the case of Prabhupada, of course, bhajan is the main thing. Also, he is coming from a different platform also. I mean, we cannot compare. Prabhupada is Nitya Siddha and others may be Sadhana Siddha. So there is a big difference also. Prabhupada, you compared with his god brothers. Yes, of course, Prabhupada's main thing was bhajan. Also, he is coming from a different platform, that is a Nitya Siddha. And others may be Sadhana Siddha or others. So there will be always difference. Prabhupada mentioned there is a 5 million times difference between Nitya Siddha's preaching or bhakti and others. There is a big difference.
No, I did not get the point. But Prabhupada, he was born in a pure devotee's family. So from his house also he got the devotional culture. And he was empowered by God. So, I mean, but bhajan is always required. Without bhajan, you know, preaching itself is bhajan. Preaching itself is a bhajan, part of bhajan. Because the more you preach, just like, say for example, when day before yesterday, Prabhuji told me that you have to give class. I was reading little, you know, generally every day I read something, but when I hear that I have to give class, I read more, natural. I think natural for many, many devotees, you know. Before giving class, they read more seriously, you know, natural. So I think this preaching is helpful for our own bhajan also. Okay, after class or maybe face to face we can discuss if I did not get your point. Okay, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. You can hear? Okay. I'd like to try and bring the class home.
Okay, can it be made more loud? Can it be made louder?
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to bring the class home. So, in my opinion, some managers in ISKCON, if you don't mind me saying, are thick-skinned and are able to move material energy. And soft-hearted and advanced souls are quiet in the background of management. How to let the soft-hearted come forward?
I'm repeating your question again. If you see, if I have understood properly, that in Mayapur that managers are...
I didn't say Mayapur, I said ISKCON management, and I'm saying some...
Some of the managers...
I'm not saying all.
Some of the managers, they are not, I mean, performing their duties perfectly.
No, they're performing their duties, but they seem, you said that the ones in management should be advanced souls, the most advanced souls
As I already told, that in Kali Yuga, we cannot expect like other yogas. There will be always drawbacks, but something is better than nothing. A blind uncle is better than no uncle. But the struggle should be there that we get better uncles, you know. We get better managers. That should be done. We can all the time, if I find some fault or drawbacks, we can always approach higher authorities. We can approach even GVC. And they will take care.
My question was more how to allow the more soft-hearted people come more forward.
Soft-hearted people as manager?
Yeah, they're more, maybe they're more advanced, but they're not into control and, you know, rule, you know.
Yeah, that is actually the GBCs, they have to discover good devotees, pure devotees. It is actually mainly the duties of the GBCs to find out pure, good devotees and appoint them for to become like next leaders. Okay? So, should I stop here? Jananivas Prabhu, any comment?
I think the question is like pracha and acha. Pracha, preaching and qualification. Pracha and acha.
Prachar and achar.
But for management, you have to be heavy sometimes. It doesn't mean you have to be pushy to move material energy if you're a manager. Otherwise, things don't get done. And if somebody doesn't like the way it's being pushed, then he should be a manager also. Then, if he can do things, he can do better. Prabhupada said first, if you want to criticize, then you have to come up with a standard. Then you can criticize. So if you think you can do better, you get a position where you can do better. It needs pushy people to manage. See, Srila Prabhupada, why Prabhupada was successful, because he started in America, and Americans think that we control the world, we're the big brothers, we're the movers, we're the pushers. So Prabhupada used that propensity to spread Krishna consciousness, and he pushed it. They went out and they did it. They were heavy, they were hard, but they did it, they pushed it out. So sometimes it's necessary sometimes to be a little bit heavy in management, otherwise nothing gets done. So we see the result is that Krishna consciousness is spreading all over the world. So Prabhupada dovetailed that propensity,
yes,
that was there, mm, in spreading Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
So then it's a good thing.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So, Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samagata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Om.